in light of your diverse children of faith yesterday, I will be interviewing Venerable Natalie Gadi. Venerable is a 17-year-old Craig Carpenter, the former ambassador of the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament and now a national child parliamentarian. He is also served on the Cape Town Community City Council. He is passionate about children's rights advocacy, and as a child himself, he believes it is necessary for the rights of children to be upheld at all times. Welcome to the show, Lonabo. Can you please tell us more about yourself?
My name is Lonabo Ngalegade, and I am 17 years old, even with this deep voice that normally confuses people to say, how am I a child ambassador with this deep voice? I'm still a child myself, rest assured. And I have served on the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament. I've served as a national child parliamentarian, as a former ambassador of the province, and also now serving lastly as a national child parliamentarian after the KZN National Children's Parliament. I am very passionate about youth rights. I am very passionate about child advocacy in particular, because that's the programs that have involved myself throughout my entirety of my youth advocacy years, which I continue, by the way. And I'm very passionate about children's rights, and not just being vocal in advocacy, but being vocal in implementation also of these children's rights, because it is one thing to be part of a program that seeks to establish and draft children's rights, but is another to be part of an institution that seeks to implement, because implementation is what we as children want. We want children's rights to be implemented.
Why did you decide to get involved with the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament?
I got involved with the Children's Parliament because I was very much inspired from a young age when Utatu Nelson Mandela launched the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament in 2011. It was very much inspiring to see a structure that sought to identify itself with children, and a structure that sought to say it is for children, by children, and nothing is done for children without children. The Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament is a structure that does not work for children, but it works with the children. So it's one of the few organizations whereby children actually have a voice, and their voice is being heard by the authorities. So that is why I had decided then at the time to join the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament.
What do you do as a child ambassador?
The Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament at its national sitting, where there are 9 provinces represented there, they do what is called a resolution. They draft a resolutions whereby children say clearly what we want government to do for us, and we clearly indicate what we want to see and the changes that we want to see and the implementation of particular policies that have not been implemented. So what I have done as a child ambassador, what you do as a child ambassador, is you become the pion, you become the leader of that resolution in making sure that that resolution is implemented in your province, and making sure that government authorities are aware of that resolution, and making sure that authorities, and making sure that you do programs that are fit, or you do programs that are appropriate and are in line with the resolution. So you do programs that will enhance and uplift the resolutions of children that they've drafted in the National Children's Parliament.
What impact has the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdown had on Children's Parliament?
The COVID-19 has had a very, very huge impact on the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament, because a lot of programs of the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament require a huge number of children to be part, because the program is centered around giving the children, the vulnerable, the voice, giving the voice or being the voice of the voiceless. So a lot of programs then require numbers of children to be part of it. So because of that, a lot of programs this year had to be cancelled, a lot of programs had to be postponed, and a lot of programs could not be done. But of course, the Department of Social Development found ways to do a lot of online. But the unfortunate part of that is that a lot of these online programs, there's a lot of children who do not have reach to such, or do not have the opportunities.
What has been your highest highlight when being part of the Children's Parliament?
I think my biggest highlight has been to see the faces on children when you go to these communities, to listen to their voices, to listen and say, I myself being a child, you know, to find out that there's a lot of things that I take for granted which other children don't have. And as the biggest highlight is when we did the Nelson Mandela Children's a monthly program, where we donated sanitary pads and sanitary stationery years to a lot of children's organizations in Windhoek and other regions of the province. That was one of my latest my highlights. One of the highlights was getting a letter from one of the children who has been helped by these programs, actually saying thank you for coming to George, and actually saying that thank you for involving us in the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament. So a lot of things, many were my highlights, but I'm just going to name these two.
So yesterday was the Children's Universal Day. How would you encourage children to speak up with issues that affect them?
The Universal Children's Day, I would involve children, I'd urge, or I would encourage children to get to participate. The issue is participation, you know, participation and involvement, where children are not aware, because of numerous reasons, of course, that they have the right to participate in decision making, and they have the right to participate in issues that actually affect them. And a number of issues affect children, a number of serious. And when you speak participation, we're not speaking about fun and games, we're speaking about national issues that affect children. So children therefore should have a say and participate in that. So for that day, I would encourage children to participate. That's the one thing we want children to do. They must participate and participate again and again.
15 days of activism against gender-based violence will be happening soon. And I believe that this was an issue that you have spoken about before. What are your thoughts on gender-based violence?
Indeed, gender-based violence is the first thing I tackled as the child ambassador of the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament, where I did a program which was the Gender-Based Violence Summit, focusing on children and young people in particular, on young girls and boys. It is a very sensitive topic, but it's a topic that must be addressed if you are to progress and address it. Where children, not just adults, but children face a lot of gender-based violence. So it's a very sensitive topic. But its sensitiveness does not mean it should not be addressed, nor does it mean that it cannot be addressed. So we held that summit to make sure that we address this issue, and we come up, and children come up with a strategy which prioritizes children's rights.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Question 9, lastly, what I would like to say is that there should be a smile on the face of children, and that as a nation, we should be a nation that builds laws and creates policies and situations, environments where children are seen to be happy, children are not seen wounded, children are not seen hurt, but children are given a conducive space to be children. Children are given time to play, children are given time and family time to bond and be children in particular. And that as a country, we should move more from just regulating child policies more to implementing them to protect the rights of the vulnerable, which is children. I am so grateful for the interview, and I hope all children that are listening will hear. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for coming through. This was it, guys. The Child Ambassador of the Nelson Mandela Children's Parliament, Lanuamo Gade.